Welcome back to Disney Dependent. I'm Sarah Chilcott.
And I'm Deanna Chapman.
Woo! Good one.
You see what he did? That's called a callback. Now, for those listening, you didn't hear all the pre-recording banter. Well, we were recording, but you didn't hear it. We were just talking to our dear Deanna. That makes her sound like a world leader. Our dear leader, Deanna Chapman.
Our glorious leader.
Yeah. If Deanna were the leader of a country, of a dictatorship, what would that look like? Like, what type of vibe? Are we North Korea? Are we China? No. Are we Russia?
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Are the people free?
I feel like it would just be like Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just
like
nice people.
Like, can't we just, like, everyone just be responsible, okay?
Just yeah. Do your own thing and stop complaining and whining and...
There's
just,
definitely that, yeah.
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 Sorry, okay. Deanna. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I mean it that way.
Mm-hmm. No, she's very...
No extremes.
Competent. Yeah. She gets it done. She's level-headed and nice. Just
also,
like
I've never been to Wisconsin.
Nor
I know nothing about Wisconsin except that it's somewhere in the middle. I mean, I know where it is generally. I know where it is.
I've been.
Okay. I'm not stupid. I know where Wisconsin is.
Sarah, Wisconsin is one of those states that I talk about.
I know. You think Wisconsin, why? Michigan, Minnesota, they should all be one thing.
Just call them one thing.
He gets really mad when he talks about Iowa being a different state than Ohio.
How are they different? Pisses me off, man. One has less corn than the other.
Yeah. True.
He's an elitist. That's him. Well, let's entertain these people. We hope you guys had a good week. As always, here's the thing. I'm a little constipated right now. At this point in my life, at 40 and being constipated, all I hope is that you had a regular week. I hope that your bowels have been moving, that you feel light on your toes and ready to go after whatever your goals are. Because when you're weighed down with that poo-poo, it's real tough.
This is like your version of the Jerry Maguire thing where it's like, I had a good wife and I had a good life. I wish you my kind of success.
My kind of success. I love my wife and I love my life.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
I wish you my
kind of success. I wish you a regular week.
I just want you to be able to poop. It's true, man. When you really let out a nice load, you are a different person. Quite
it's
literally.
True.
It changes your day.
It changes your day.
I hear something.
This just in, it's still in my text messages. It's 62 and sunny at Disneyland.
This is my favorite part of this new bit, is that we're never prepared
for
it.
No, because Ash hasn't taken care of us.
That's all it is, too. It is 65 and sunny. Here in Long Beach, California.
Sweet.
Okay, we have a special guest on this episode.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I'm in the same room as you. I can see Sarah on Zoom. Sarah, are you hiding someone under your table?
Well, no.
Is there a little podcast leprechaun under your table?
I do have two cats circling my legs right now, but...
Oh, no. I'm jealous.
Oh. So this week we're bringing on... special guest, ChatGPT.
Ooh. Is it going to take over the podcast?
It might.
I mean, we're
I basically
screwed.
Made it do the work for me, but I had to supervise it, which is how it works with ChatGPT. It's like you have to really monitor what the hell it's giving you.
Right. Otherwise, it's going to get haywire.
Yeah.
Real quick, too.
So
I wish I could have ChatGPT do chores for me. Like real meaningful things.
Yeah, right. But it hallucinates so much. I don't know that I would trust it. With my like,
that's true.
My unmentionables.
Put the dishes away. The dishes are like all in my bed.
You laugh, I'm away. I hate technology. I'm a little bit of a Luddite.
Yeah, you are.
I'm kind of a grumpy old man like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. But I had to use ChatGPT for my new job.
Job.
And so then, of course, I do what I always do. I made it into a toy.
Take this job and shove it. Ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. That's
my straw just whistled.
The office.
It was kind of cute. I hope it was picked up.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Beep.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
So yeah, I told ChatGPT that I wanted a new park.
A new Disney park.
Yeah. So my command was create a new Disney park in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma.
Yes. Sweet.
And here's what it gave me.
Oh, okay.
Enchanted Prairie, a Disney adventure in Oklahoma.
It's a great name, just starting off. That's exactly what you should call a Disney park in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma.
Yes. Here it describes it. Nestled in the heart of the rolling plains of Oklahoma lies a hidden gem waiting to be discovered, Enchanted Prairie, the newest addition to the Disney Parks family.
Love it.
Surrounded by vast fields of golden wheat and endless skies, Enchanted Prairie offers guests a magical journey through the heartland of America.
Ooh. Now, if it were being honest, though, it would just be like country bumpkin, you know, uncle on the porch with the suspenders and like... That's that Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
That would be the real journey through the heartland of America.
I would go to a Dust Bowl theme park.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
Depressing.
That sounds like a nightmare.
So, I mean, that's basically Dollywood.
Yeah.
I hate wind.
I guess I just want to do like a Mad Max type of theme park. That's what I want.
Sarah, okay. I went to Coachella this weekend, the music festival, and it was windy, my friend.
Blech.
Like once you got out of the polo grounds, which is where it's hosted, like sandstorm level windy. It's crazy. I drove through a veritable sandstorm. It was insane.
Fun.
Yeah, I almost took my Harley out there too, and I'm glad I didn't because I would have died.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, the description continues. Okay. As guests enter the park, they are greeted by the sight of a charming main street lined with quaint shops, cozy cafes, and friendly faces.
That's normal.
I'm there.
Yep.
The architecture reflects the rustic charm of the prairie, with wooden storefronts, painted murals depicting scenes from Oklahoma's history, and the welcoming aroma of freshly baked pies wafting through the air.
Yeah.
It sounds like Frontierland.
This sounds great.
Here for it so far.
So far.
At the center of the park stands Prairie Palace, a majestic castle inspired by the rich heritage of Oklahoma's Native American tribes.
I mean, that could go either way.
With its towering spires, colorful banners, and shimmering golden accents, Prairie Palace serves as the iconic symbol of Enchanted Prairie and a gathering place for guests to embark on their magical adventures.
Interesting. I don't know if we're doing a cultural appropriation by having the Prairie Palace.
You know what? It's unclear.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
From thrilling rides to immersive attractions, Enchanted Prairie offers something for guests of all ages. Brave adventurers can soar through the skies on Skyrider, a high-speed roller coaster that offers breathtaking views of the prairie landscape below.
Okay, so it really is going through a prairie.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Families can embark on a whimsical journey through the Prairie Petting Zoo, where friendly animals roam freely and interactive exhibits teach guests the importance of conservation and stewardship.
That sounds
bison?
Great.
Bison?
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. What are prairie animals? We got bison. What else?
Prairie dogs.
Zebras, prairie dogs. I like. Oh, okay. So you're going like African prairie too.
No, I was going Oklahoma. Zebras in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, I think that's just a hillbilly that painted his horse.
Yeah.
Giant eels.
Look, it's a zebra.
For those seeking a taste of the Wild West, I know James is.
Yeah, always.
Frontier Trail offers an immersive experience that transports guests back in time to the days of cowboys and outlaws.
Hell yeah.
Here, guests can saddle up for a horseback ride through the prairie, try their hand at roping cattle, or enjoy a hearty meal at the Chuck Wagon Cafe while being entertained by lively Western performers.
Those poor cattle.
I know. It's just a bunch of tourists just
they're just like
roping them.
Stop.
Let me eat my hay.
As night falls over Enchanted Prairie, the park comes alive with the glow of twinkling lights and the sound of music filling the air. Guests can gather around the Prairie Pavilion for an unforgettable fireworks spectacular that lights up the night sky with bursts of color and dazzling pyrotechnics.
So far, ChatGPT has, I think they've used the word prairie in almost every attraction.
It's going to get so much worse.
Enchanted Prairie is the name of the place. We have Prairie Palace is the iconic iconic Disney symbol castle. Of a ginger prairie. Uh-huh. Yeah. Skyrider, but it's going through the prairie. Prairie petting zoo. At least Frontier Trail tends to be its own thing.
Sure.
Sure.
With its blend of adventure, heritage, and heartland hospitality, Enchanted Prairie offers guests a truly magical experience that celebrates the spirit of Oklahoma and the beauty of the prairie landscape. So pack your bags, gather your loved ones, and set off on a journey to the heartland of America at Enchanted Prairie, where dreams really do come true.
Wow.
So I took that prompt and I said, make it more boring.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see. I might. Oh, before that, I also told it you need to add some Disney IP. So it did. So okay. We're skipping that. I probably won't read the whole thing, but you'll get a gist of what it did with this.
Okay.
In the vast expanse of the Oklahoma Plains, amidst fields of wheat and endless skies, lies Enchanted Prairie, a new addition to the Disney Parks family. As guests arrive, they are met with a simple main street, devoid of excitement or charm, with wooden storefronts that blend into the landscape and a faint smell of stale pies lingering in the air.
Boring.
That's exactly what an amusement park ought to be like in goddamn Oklahoma.
Devoid at the center, of charm.
Void of charm and the faint smell of stale pies.
At the center of the park stands Prairie Palace, a nondescript castle inspired by the forgettable heritage of Oklahoma's Native American tribes.
Oh my God. ChatGPT, I didn't know you're so racist.
Its dull spires and faded banners serve as a lackluster backdrop for guests as they embark on their uninspired adventures. You're going to see the word lackluster a lot, or you're going to hear the word lackluster a lot. From uninspiring rides to forgettable attractions, Enchanted Prairie offers little of interest to guests of any age. Brave adventurers can experience Skyrider, a mediocre roller coaster featuring characters from Disney's Planes.
What?
The movie Planes.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
While families can visit the Prairie Petting Zoo, where forgettable animals from Disney's The Lion King roam aimlessly, and boring exhibits drone on about conservation.
So the zebras are there. It
does. I guess they are there.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
For those seeking a taste of the mundane, Frontier Trail offers an underwhelming experience that transports guests back in the time of a forgettable era of cowboys and outlaws.
Forgettable.
Here, guests can partake in forgettable activities such as horseback riding through the prairie. So it's basically the same thing.
I like that they're just naming things that... They're just saying it's forgettable and then naming the normal things.
Like, right.
You could have just said exciting things like horseback riding and
as night falls over Enchanted Prairie, the park remains as lifeless as ever.
This place sounds great.
With dim lights casting a pallid glow and the sound of generic music filling the air. Guests can gather around the Prairie Pavilion for a forgettable fireworks display featuring characters no one remembers. And afterwards, they can meet their favorite forgettable princesses and heroes at the Enchanted Meet and Greet.
The Enchanted Meet and Greet.
With its lackluster offerings and uninspired atmosphere, Enchanted Prairie fails to capture the spirit of Oklahoma or the imagination of its guests. So pack your bags, or don't, and set off on a journey to the forgettable heartland of America at Enchanted Prairie, where dreams barely come true.
Oh my God. Dude, whoever is coding ChatGPT, they have to have a sense of humor. Like, how, you know what I mean? It is genuinely funny.
So at that, I also added, it needs more tornadoes. Okay, so for this one, it's basically the same story, but at a certain point, things take a turn.
Okay.
But wait, there's an unexpected twist in this otherwise lackluster tale. As night falls over Enchanted Prairie, guests are suddenly caught off guard by the arrival of a simulated tornado, a surprise addition to the park's repertoire of dull attractions.
This sounds great.
As sirens blare and winds howl, guests are whisked away on a whirlwind adventure through the heart of a simulated twister, wow, experiencing the thrill of Oklahoma's unpredictable weather firsthand.
A simulated that just twister.
Incredible.
And then the very end of this one I really liked, which was, so pack your bags or don't and set off on a journey to the forgettable heartland of America at Enchanted Prairie, where dreams barely come true and tornadoes occasionally interrupt the monotony.
Again, you're just describing Oklahoma. Where tornadoes occasionally interrupt the monotony.
I'm sorry to all of our Heartland listeners.
Yeah, I'm a jerk.
And then I said, okay, instead of Oklahoma, make it North Korea.
Oh, and shit.
ChatGPT said, I'm sorry, I can't comply with that request.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Why?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
So instead, I said, how about Mongolia?
Okay.
And it pitched to me another park. Enchanted Steppe, a Disney adventure in Mongolia. Nestled amidst the vast and rugged landscapes of Mongolia lies Enchanted Steppe, the newest addition to the Disney Parks family. Surrounded by rolling grasslands, towering mountains, and endless skies, Enchanted Steppe offers guests the unique journey through the untamed beauty of the Mongolian wilderness.
Sounds fun.
As guests enter the park, they are greeted by a quaint village square inspired by traditional Mongolian architecture. Colorful yurts dot the landscape while the sound of throat singing and the aroma of sizzling kebabs fill the air.
I'm down.
Transporting visitors to a world steeped in rich cultural heritage.
Okay, I want to hear everyone's attempt at throat singing.
No. That's more of a didgeridoo.
That's more of didgeridoo.
Yeah, you gotta be like,
if I tried throat singing, I would vomit. I know I'll gag myself and make myself puke. So no.
Yeah, there you go. It's the guttural.
Yeah, Sarah's right. It makes me want to puke.
Yeah.
The closer I get to it, the more I want to puke.
At the heart of the park stands Steppe Citadel, a majestic fortress inspired by the ancient Mongol Empire. With its towering walls, intricate carvings, and sweeping views of the surrounding landscape, Steppe Citadel serves as the iconic centerpiece of Enchanted Steppe and a symbol of Mongolian strength and resilience.
Whoa.
Sounds kind of like the Great Wall of China.
And also one of the worst people in history was the Mongolian warrior. What's his face? Help me.
Genghis Khan?
Yes, Genghis.
Genghis. Yeah, not Genghis.
Yeah, not Genghis, Genghis. Apparently. It's Genghis.
I said Genghis. I tried to give it too many jujus. Genghis Khan.
From thrilling rides to immersive attractions, Enchanted Steppe offers something for guests of all ages. Brave adventurers can embark on a high-speed journey through the mountains on Khan's Fury, a roller coaster that offers breathtaking views of the steppe below.
Fun.
Families can explore the Nomadic Nook, an interactive exhibit that teaches guests about the traditional way of life of Mongolian nomads and the importance of preserving the environment.
Cool. Mm.
For those seeking a taste of Mongolian culture, Genghis Square
there it is.
Offers an immersive experience that transports guests back in time to the days of legendary warrior Genghis Khan. Here, guests can try their hand at archery, learn the art of Mongolian wrestling, or enjoy a traditional feast at the Khagan's banquet hall, where dancers perform traditional Mongolian dances and musicians play ancient melodies on traditional instruments.
And then you get to pretend to invade an entire country where you rape all the women and kidnap all the men and children.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound fun?
As night falls over Enchanted Steppe, the park comes alive with the glow of lanterns and the sound of Mongolian folk music filling the air.
What would that sound like to you? Mongolian folk music.
Actually, throat singing is really cool.
It is cool. I just can't do it.
It's impossible to do if you're not practiced.
Or Mongolian. I feel like you kind of have to be Mongolian, right?
And if you're not and you can do it, there's something truly wrong with you.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think you probably just have like a gastro problem at that point.
You just need to burp.
Yeah.
So you can probably guess where the rest of that one goes. It's a very clear formula that they use, the same one from Oklahoma.
Obviously.
I tried asking it to make it more boring again. So that was also fun to read.
Yep, yep, yep. I like the ending, how it, so pack your bags or don't.
Right. It basically ends at, as night falls over Enchanted Step, the park remains as unremarkable as ever, with dim lights casting a dull glow and the sound of traditional Mongolian music barely audible above the whispering wind. Guests can gather around the step stage for a forgettable performance featuring uninspired renditions of traditional Mongolian songs and lackluster aerobatics.
That's what I want to see.
Acrobatics.
Lackluster aerobatics.
With its lackluster offerings and uninspired atmosphere, Enchanted Step fails to capture the spirit of Mongolia or the imagination of its guests. So pack your bags or don't, and set off on a journey to the unforgettable plains of Mongolia at Enchanted Step, where dreams barely come true and excitement is nowhere to be found.
That's a great pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, God, ChatGPT.
I'm still hung up on the fact that it wouldn't let you do North Korea.
I know.
Yeah. What's up with that, man? I wonder what are the thresholds for it? You know what I mean? Why not that? But I've heard, people do some weird shit on there. Mm-hmm. Oof. I don't know, man. I think every script moving forward is going to be ChatGPT, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it's not just parks. I also was like, okay, so what would happen if I haven't done this one yet, but give me a new Disney ride based on the Deadpool IP.
Right.
And it does that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it says the title of the ride is Deadpool's Wild Ride, Maximum Mayhem.
Hell, see, that sounds great.
Step into the chaotic world of Deadpool with Deadpool's Wild Ride, Maximum Mayhem, the newest and most unpredictable attraction at Disneyland. Prepare for an exhilarating journey filled with humor, action, and fourth wall breaking fun as you join the Merc with a Mouth on a wild adventure through the Marvel Universe. As you enter the queue, you're greeted by a larger than life statues of Deadpool himself, striking his signature poses and making witty remarks to entertain guests as they wait. The queue is designed to resemble the inside of Deadpool's mind, with psychedelic colors, pop culture references, and an ever-changing layout that keeps guests on their toes. Once on board the ride vehicle, guests are taken on a whirlwind journey through Deadpool's wildest adventures. The ride features state-of-the-art special effects, including 3D projections, animatronics, and practical effects that bring Deadpool's world to life in stunning detail. Throughout the ride, guests encounter familiar faces from the Deadpool universe, including Cable, Domino, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, and even some surprise appearances from other Marvel characters. As Deadpool himself narrates the adventure with his trademark humor and irreverence, guests are thrust in the middle of epic battles, daring rescues, and outrageous hijinks.
I feel like Deanna would like this ride.
I know. I would like this ride.
She loves Deadpool. So do I.
But beware. The ride is filled with unexpected twists and turns as Deadpool's unpredictable nature leads to chaotic and hilarious surprises around every corner. From sudden drops and unexpected reversals to interactive elements that allow guests to join in on the fun, Deadpool's Wild Ride, Maximum Mayhem, keeps guests guessing until the very end. As guests disembark from the ride, they're left exhilarated and laughing with memories of an unforgettable adventure that could only happen in the world of Deadpool.
It's sad that we'll never see Deadpool in any of the Avengers campus or whatever. You'll never see it. You'll never see it because it's too crass for the family atmosphere.
Yeah, and if they did, it would have to be tamed down, which would be disappointing to anyone that likes Deadpool.
Right.
Yeah, it would kill its magic.
It'd be kind of cool if they did adult hour at DCA.
Yeah, it should be an after dark.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's Tim Ben. Oh, well. Hmm. That is really funny. That's really good. I like you also wrote, write me a story about the misadventures of Walt Disney's frozen head.
Yeah, that was another one I was going to prompt it to do.
That sounds great.
I'm looking forward to that one. That's going to be good.
She also wrote, pitch me a new R-rated Pixar movie about the Donner Party.
Just see inside Ash's mind.
Yes. It's just Disney and horror.
The glee in her voice and on her face while she was reading the make it more boring part. It's just so good.
More tornadoes.
Oh, that is so fun, Ash.
Yeah.
What a good idea.
My source for this episode was my goddamn brain.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Good job. Love it. Love it.
I think we have games or a game.
Yeah.
Well, my thing that I wanted to bring is just that we do a lot of talking about Disney adjacent things. And I thought it'd be funny since we have, I haven't been to the park since September.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Do you know how long that is?
September. So wow.
I also haven't watched a Disney movie in months. So I'm out of the loop here. But I thought it'd be fun specifically to ask James, because James knows a lot of things, but he doesn't retain anything.
No, I don't retain anything.
So asking you questions that you should know the answers to, and you probably won't, I think might be funny.
Yeah, I won't.
If it's music related, he'll retain it.
Right. That's true. So I'm just going to go through. This is just a BuzzFeed. This is just a BuzzFeed list of questions, like trivia about Disney. Okay.
Okay.
So some of them are going to be really stupid. I'll probably skip over some of them, but just to see how much you've retained, even though you've been to the parks much more recently than me, and you live in a home that's pretty much covered floor to ceiling in Disney memorabilia, at least based on what I'm seeing right this second.
It's really just
the camera angle.
It's all that you, what you can see is that's it. That's it.
But you did have an entire studio packed floor to ceiling in Disney before.
So
these are things you should know as a diehard Disney fan.
Okay.
Okay.
James,
yeah.
What food is Tiana famous for in The Princess and the Frog?
You know this.
What food? I'm thinking of the parks. The things with the powdered sugar on it. Beignets.
Yeah.
Beignets.
Yeah.
Good
job. Yeah. See? We started out strong, bro.
Okay. This is too easy, but I just feel like it would be really funny if you don't know it. What is the name of the teapot character in Beauty and the Beast?
The teapot character? You mean the... the kid or the woman?
The pot, not the cup. The mom.
Oh. Well, it's Chip is a little fucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not asking about him. The
No,
oh, yeah.
Chip's mom.
Chip's mom? Chip's mama? pot
See, this
something,
is
right?
Exactly
Pots.
What I expected.
Mrs. Potts, I'm going to say. Mrs.
Yes.
Pottery. Mrs. Potts.
Yes.
Correct.
All right.
Mrs. Pottery. not that
who's
chip
the
fucker.
Composer of the music for Nightmare Before Christmas?
Danny Elfman.
Ding ding ding.
Yeah,
nice job.
I knew
you'd know that, but
yeah.
Man, you're like killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Who composed the music for The Lion King?
Composed the music?
That's how the question is worded.
I don't know if there's a separate score composer, but I know all the original songs is Elton John.
Ding ding ding.
Fuck yeah. See, music, baby.
Yep.
What is the name of the chef in Ratatouille who aspires to be a great chef despite being a rat?
Remy the chef.
Remy. Nice.
And Remy the rat.
He is.
We just
I
did
love
last...
Ratatouille. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so good.
What is the name of Elsa and Anna's kingdom in Frozen?
I don't even know this.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. It's...
Wait. Don't
I'm not gonna say it.
Do you want a hint?
Does
like a letter hint?
Does it start with an A?
It does.
Oh God. Tip of my tongue.
Think of the song.
Alvindor. Is it A V?
No.
No, no, it's not.
A R.
Arendelle.
Yeah.
Is that right? Arendelle? Yeah.
Nicely done.
I knew it was A.
You're killing this. You're doing so much better than I expected. Because your memory is like mine. It's a pool of oatmeal.
Just
it's just like the things
well,
are
random.
In there, but
and it's random.
Them. Yeah.
Dude, sometimes my memory is like crazy good, and then most of the time it's not.
What is the name of the toy store in Toy Story 2?
Oh.
There's a toy store in Toy Story 2?
Oh, God. I mean,
it's the only toy store.
The only toy store?
Yeah, it's we're the guy from Jurassic Park and Jeff Seinfeld. Goldblum? Hate him.
Oh. Yeah, you mean the guy that hides the dino DNA in the Barbasol mm-hmm. can, the big fat?
Yeah, that guy.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, is it like
it's
based
his
off...
his name, Toy Barn.
I would have
no Al's idea. Toy Barn.
Oh, okay. Okay. I would have never known.
That's okay. Hey, not bad.
I wonder who would know, listening.
Where does Mike Wazowski take his girlfriend Celia for her birthday dinner in Monsters, Inc.?
Isn't that... I'm thinking of the attraction.
Yeah, it's that
it's
one.
It's got to yep. be a sushi bar, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But do you know the name of it?
No, I don't.
Harryhausen's.
Yay.
Really? How did you know that?
Because...
You just remembered
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is kind of a deep dive. I don't think I would have gotten this one. In Finding Nemo, what's the name of Nemo's mother?
Oh, I know that.
Oh, God. Right.
I'll give you a hint. It's where they live.
Pacific
I should
Ocean?
Say it's what they live in.
I'm like, wait, what?
Her name is Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah. Now I can picture him saying it. Even because they live in the coral reef, right?
Yeah. So
it's like...
It's coral.
It's coral? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This cool. is fun. I don't know if it's true, but what were the first words Mickey Mouse ever spoke?
Heil Hitler?
Picture dad.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean,
picture dad, picture, she says.
Hi, folks. Or no,
it's hot dog.
Oh,
hot
is it really?
Dog.
That's what oh, it wow. says, anyway.
Hot diggity dog.
I would never have thought that. Interesting.
What famous actor voiced Lightning McQueen in Cars?
Wow.
Oh, wow. What's that fucker's name? Yeah. Wow. Wow. Oh, God. See, this is where I get stuck with the names
I know.
Of people. Wilson Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Yeah. Okay, I get that, right?
Well, I know Ash will get this one because this movie actually breaks her heart every time we even talk about it. But what are the names of the fox and the hound from The Fox and the Hound?
Oh, God, what are their names? Do you know?
I think I know one of them.
Oh, God, it's so good. It's such a sad movie, though. I don't know.
Is it one Todd? Of them Todd?
Todd, right.
Todd and Copper.
Copper.
Oh, duh. Yeah, Todd
Dude,
and Copper.
I saw a red fox in the like in a park the
oh,
other
yeah.
day, like 20 feet away from me, just running by.
Did you snatch it and take it home and make it yours?
I wanted to, but it got away.
There's so many more. God, I could keep going forever.
All right, give us two more.
Okay. In Beauty and the Beast, what does Gaston say he is roughly the size of?
Oh, roughly the size of... Oh, my God.
And I'm roughly the size of
a... The horse. Nope. Roughly the size of a house. Is it a house? No. Roughly the size of a... Of a... An erection. Roughly the size of a...
Barge.
Rhymes with large.
House. Horse.
I started out so good.
Roughly the size of a horse.
Ooh, I didn't know about this one.
Oh,
which
no.
Disney movie got recalled because there was a topless woman seen in the background?
Ooh, I know this one.
Is it animated?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know this?
Oh, yeah.
It got recalled?
That's yeah, they had to. They had to cut that bit. It's old.
How old? Our era old?
Older.
No.
Oh,
like maybe 60s?
Before. Yeah. 60s, 70s, something like that.
Sword in the Stone?
Rescuers.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's an animated yeah. topless woman in the background?
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
I think it was like a magazine. Like they're in their little car.
Well, still, but someone animated it.
What do they drive? It's the plane.
A shoebox? I don't know. A sardine can? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a magazine.
Oh, okay. That's so funny. Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Well, that was funny.
I yeah,
honestly
I started
thought
out
you'd
strong.
Do much, much worse. But
okay. Well, I'm glad
I'm
I surprised
impressed.
Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because that's not my thing. Like we always say, I'm a Disney Park fan. We're all kind of more Disney Park fans than we are Disney fans.
Right.
That's not to say we don't like the Disney movies. All that's great. But that's not really my jam.
Yeah, we don't even have Disney, the channel.
No.
Disney Plus.
I don't either.
We did. Yeah, we don't.
We just don't use it, so.
Right.
I got rid of it and just got Hulu, but only so we could watch, is it Shogun, I think? I don't know.
Right. Well, speaking of that, let's recommend a few things as we wrap this up. Wrap it up like a Disney...
Erection.
Erection. Which is The Little Mermaid.
Dearly beloved.
Yep. Mm-hmm. My recommendation this week is a little different than normal. It is not media at all. It is to find an estate sale in your area and go and dig through dead people's stuff. It's super fun and weird. And every single one of them is totally different.
Where did you do it? On your side of town?
Yeah, we went to one in Beaverton and then we went to one in Lake Oswego. The Lake Oswego one was gold. The Beaverton one was a dump.
You know, it's funny.
It was sad.
The only time I've been to an estate sale was in Wake Oswego. Wake Oswego. God.
Or as Dad would say, Lake Oswego.
It's very accurate.
Did you buy anything?
Yeah, I bought 2 floor lamps. And I bought 2 puzzles.
Ooh.
Ooh.
A funky mug. Kate bought some poker championship boxers.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. And it says something about King Slick on them. So she couldn't help herself. They were 50 cents. She bought them with her own money. She was pretty proud of it.
That's awesome.
And Lauren bought a table.
Hmm.
Amazing. I bet there's some really good ones around these parts, Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Up in them hills in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just typed in estate sales near me in Google. Ooh. It popped up this website where you could see everything that was coming up, different companies that do them. Super fun. I never have weekend days off, so it was nice that I did. I had a Friday off, so Kate had the day off school, and Lauren had the day off school, and so the three of us just... went out on an adventure, spent way too much money. Not at the estate sales, just being with them.
Yes.
But yeah, there's a few around the area. I just looked it up.
Yeah, it's a fun weekend activity. And Friday's the best day to go to get the stuff nobody's picked through yet. But Sunday's the day to go to get everything for free.
Yes. Yes, that is
a good reminder.
What's your pick?
All right, my pick it's technically a 3-part series of movies. We've only seen 2 out of the 3. It started with watching a movie called Split. Have you ever seen Split, Sarah?
I haven't, but I've heard good things.
Split's great. Split is awesome. So fun, so original, so good. A little far-fetched, you know. It's M. Night Shyamalan. I love everything this guy does. People like to crap on him. It's always fun. It's always original. It's always entertaining. I genuinely like everything I've ever seen of his. How about that? I love it. This guy that did The Sixth Sense, The Village.
Signs. Old. Mm-hmm.
Knock at the Cabin. And this here movie called Split. It's a really interesting movie. With James McAvoy is the main dude. And the little thing is 3 girls are kidnapped by a man with a diagnosed 23 distinct personalities. They must try to escape before the apparent emergence of a frightful new 24th. It's really well done. These 3 movies, and I'll explain the other 2, they kind of explore the idea of a superhero in real life. Like, what would that actually be like? And that some people just have really interesting traits about them that make them superheroes, you know? Like, maybe you're autistic.
Or supervillains.
Or supervillains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the first movie of these 3 is Unbreakable with Bruce Willis. So did you see that one?
I saw that way back when it came out.
Yeah, I actually just saw it for the first time last night. And then the last one is called Glass.
Okay.
As in Mr. Glass, which is Samuel L. Jackson's character in Unbreakable. So in Unbreakable, Bruce Willis is someone that... He's unbreakable, get it? his bones are like extra dense and thick, and he has never been sick one time in his life. He has
really good intuition about people.
He can kind of like see the intentions of people by like mm-hmm. touching them and just kind of vibing. But that's a little bit more like far-fetched. But yeah, he's been in multiple disasters, like a train wreck, a big car wreck, and he's always the only survivor that comes out of it. Like the train wreck, you know, hundreds of people died, and he was the only one to walk out.
And didn't have a scratch.
Didn't have a scratch.
Unscathed.
And it didn't really occur to him until it's pointed out to him. And mm-hmm. he goes to his wife, he's like, do you remember the last time I was sick? She's like, it's like 2 a.m. I don't know. It's like, have I ever been sick since we've been together? So it's pretty interesting. And then Samuel Jackson's character, Mr. Glass is his nickname. He has the opposite end of the spectrum. He breaks his bones constantly.
He was born with broken arms and broken legs from labor.
Right.
Ugh.
So he's had like hundreds of broken bones and multiple surgeries. It's a nightmare. But because of that, he is insanely smart and he has his wits about him. So anyway, mm-hmm. And then Split is the other character in this 3-part movie series. So it's Unbreakable, Split, and then Glass. And
I will definitely cool. watch those because I know I saw Unbreakable and I remember liking it. I don't remember much about it. And then Split has been recommended to me by dozens of people. I don't know why. What does that say about me? I don't know. But hey, there
Split,
you have it.
Split you can watch alone without the other stuff. They'll make a nod to the Unbreakable and Mr. Glass and stuff right at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when Split came out, nobody knew that it was connected to Unbreakable. And then
right.
at the very end, it was like, oh, shit, it's like an Easter egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys seen the United States of Terra, that show?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
That was such a great show. I really wish they'd continued it.
Yeah, that has, what was her name?
I can never remember anyone's name.
She was great. Collette.
Toni Collette.
Toni Collette. Yeah, that's right.
And her daughter is Brie Larson.
Oh, okay.
In that show.
Yeah. Wow, that was forever ago. Alrighty, I think we've done it. Oh, wait, sorry. Ash has a thing.
Yeah, there's another animal hero of the week, and it's another pool duck. It's a third pool duck.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, so a long time ago, I was watching my ducks, you know, Nippy and Winx, the ducks, the couple.
Yes, that's right, Nippy yeah. and Winx.
I had to check what those were. I was like, what the hell did we name them?
Sure.
And this one male duck just comes flying in and just disrupts the peace that they had going on, just like scatters them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that guy's an asshole. I like him.
Yeah.
But I didn't see him again for a while.
And what did you name him?
Well, but so then he came back okay. and he's been enjoying the pool to himself now and like
just stretching out.
Just
like this
is
mine.
My pool. He acts like he owns the place. Yeah. He acts like he pays rent here. And I named him Benny, too, because he reminds me of Benny.
Our cat, mm-hmm. Benny, who's kind of a jerk and really explores his space. He pushes yes. everyone off the bed.
Oblivious.
He's adorable, but he's a total jerk.
So his name is Benny, too, but we started calling him Benito.
Benito.
Like Benito Mussolini.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Benito the duck.
So, yeah, he's pretty great. I'm enjoying watching them. And he'll just crash land in the middle of the pool when people are swimming. Doesn't give a fuck. If you are doing laps right there, just this is my pond.
Mm-hmm.
And then he lands and he's like, meh, 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 meh.
We had geese at my old apartment.
Oh.
And there was one in particular that had a full on nest in the wintertime. Like no one was using the pool. The pool was closed, but we could get to the hot tub. So you'd walk past him. And I say him because we always referred to it as a boy, but I'm sure it was a mom because right after when they opened the pool and the nest got cleaned up, we would see this giant goose walking around with goslings, little babies, all over the apartments. So cute.
Oh, yeah. And everyone loves these ducks, like, as yeah. much as I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone thinks they're hilarious.
Yeah, they make adjustments. They give them
yeah.
room.
Oh, yeah. You give Benito some space.
You gots to.
He's wild.
You gots to.
And he's the cleanest duck that's ever lived because he's just soaking in chlorine.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Your pool might not be so clean, but...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's his world. We're just living in it.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, I think we did it.
We did.
We did.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Disney Dependent. See you real soon.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Disney Dependent.
And you can send us an email at disneydependent@gmail.com.
This podcast is produced by Producer Ash.
The logo is by Ryan Hatch, and you can find him at WR Hatch on Instagram. The music is by Ryan Knowles, and you can find him at Ryan Allen Knowles on Instagram.
This show is mixed and edited by Deanna Chapman. You can find Deanna at Deanna_Chapman. And this has been a Team Dynamite Goat production. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the show, and we'll be back here next week.